Six Nations elected council approved the allocation of $60,000 to its senior relief fund that has been in place since 2011. Six Nations elected council passed a resolution in 2016 to support the funding for the program to come from its Ontario First Nations Limited Partnership funds. Alana Hill, acting director for Six Nations Health Services, spoke to what kind of financial support she hopes the senior relief fund will be able to offer.
So what we are looking at is trying to provide some funding support to the seniors, just trying to meet some of their basic needs. So at times their utilities or rent gets behind and housing improvements, and we want to make sure that their health and safety is met for their homes.
Hill says currently more than half of the funds for the fiscal year have been used, and Six Nations Health Services are looking to refill the fund.
And what we're looking for is the funding for that has been used throughout the year. Near the end of January, we had used more than half of it, and we were looking at the rest. The maximum, I believe, is around $60,000 for the year. So the balance of that more than likely has been used up, and we're looking to have that replenished for this year. And we're just looking for the approval for that support.
Jennifer Court, Director of Financial Reporting and Analysis for Six Nations of the Grand River, detailed the Senior Relief Fund on a fiscal year basis. And in the 2015 year, Six Nations Elected Council allocated $31,000, but in subsequent years, allocations grew to the amount of $100,000.
At the inception, it was allocated $31,000, and that occurred right at the end of 2015. So it really relates to the 2016 year. And then after that, for subsequent years, you can see that there was a monetary allocation for this that grew in the 2018, 19, and 20 fiscal year ranges.
Court spoke on the allocation of funds already in place from Six Nations Elected Council and the total amount allocated with the additional $60,000 Six Nations Health Services are seeking.
Already this fiscal year, we've allocated $50,000. So allocating another $60,000 would have a total contribution this year of $110,000 into this fund.
Court detailed whether Six Nations Elected Council will be able to continue to allocate from its Ontario First Nations Limited Partnership funds.
From an OFNLP perspective, because we do have discretion over how we utilize the funds, and I don't see an issue with us raising this to the $100,000 and $125,000 range for the coming years. But if it were to exceed that, then we would have to look at other ways that maybe we would be able to supplement this program.
Court says the need for senior relief funding is growing, and more analysis can be done to see if there is a possibility to increase the amount of funding the program receives on a year-by-year basis.
I think we can do some further analysis, looking at the percentage of population that is senior, and trying to assume how many seniors would require this type of relief. I think that the preliminary analysis might be a little bit skewed because we don't advertise for it. So determining the actual need would be a little bit more challenging when it's sort of as identified by us or as needed basis, but we could definitely look at percentage of population that is senior, if we have those demographics, and be able to extrapolate some further information from there. But as you can see, that the more the program is being socialized and is being used, and as things are happening in society and stuff like that, that are contributing to this, that the need is growing over time. So I would think that $100,000 would be reasonable to ask at this time, seeing the way that the trends have been occurring so far, and then looking at building in additional funds in the future fiscal years as well.
Chief Mark Hill spoke on increasing the allocation of funds and said Six Nations Elected Council have made changes to the application process to reflect how council is helping senior community members.
I know there is, I guess opportunity for that increase to the $100,000, just given the fact of the trends itself. And as well, Council, we can't forget as well, this is entirely our program and initiative. So we've made changes to the application process over the years. I think at one point in time, it was 3,500 in terms of the cap, and then that increased. So there's definitely been our own changes to this program to help better reflect, how we're helping our seniors.
Alana Hill explained how the application process works and stated that only minimal advertising and referrals were made in years past due to Six Nations Health Services knowing that a significant amount of funds would be needed throughout the community.
And for the application process and how people become aware of it, it's usually through contacting clients that are incoming, and if they're looking for some sort of assistance, then if they're over, I believe it's like the age of 65, or 55, I'm not 100% sure on the age, but you can be informed of the senior relief. I know over the years that health did have it previously. We weren't able to even advertise it just because we knew that there would be a significant amount. But the number of clients that have come forward and that we have reached out to talk to through home and community care, where we deal with the elderly, as well as community support when they're going out to the homes. A lot of the homes that are gone into, if there's issues of health and safety, then it's usually whoever is going into the homes, they'll usually do a referral and just let them know about the senior relief fund. They can come in and they fill out an application, and then the application process is usually pretty quick.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bonberry believes advertising should be in place for the fund and spoke on the importance of taking care of senior community members.
I'm of the opinion that I think that we should be advertising this. We should know our true costs of what our seniors need on Six Nations, not just if you're lucky enough to have a worker or lucky enough to find out. I've been to homes where you can see through their bottom of their doors in the wintertime when snow comes in, and they have to put down rugs, towels, just to keep warm. And also, no one knows when a senior is going, their sump pump's going to fail. So they have to be able to come in and get some relief. And sometimes that 3,500, whatever it was, 5,000, didn't cover the cost of it. So we need to make sure that our seniors are well taken care of, protected, and they live in a safe home.
Six Nations elected council did approve the allocation of $60,000 to the Senior Relief Fund during the March 6th General Finance meeting, and community members looking for more information on the fund can contact Kim Jones at Six Nations Home and Community Care by calling 519-445-0077.